Blog Talk Radio. God unchanging. And God bless you. And good afternoon to our listeners. We are here today because we are holding to God's unchanging hand. We thank God for this another day to share with you. We thank God for another opportunity to give God glory, honor, and praise. For it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions, they fail not. Great is his mercy towards us. We serve a merciful God. We serve a loving God. We serve a kind God. And so that's why we give him all praise and glory, because it is due unto him. Well, for those of you that are tuning in, this is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is everything that is said and done, that God gets the glory out of it, and that it is a blessing to you, our listeners. Well, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, if you desire to call in, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. And certainly we will be delighted to hear from you. We want you to join us in our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr. And certainly if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly you can click on the link and you can go directly to our show. All you have to do is look for us, Global Gospel, on any of those platforms. We want you to know that we are also syndicated on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Google Play. So certainly there are several ways that you can reach out to Global Gospel and connect with the Global Gospel family. Certainly we want to shout out a few of our sponsors on today, and certainly they would be Abyssinia, Melanated Beards, Brother Ryan Wilson, and Ryan is also of Third Lounge for all of your flyers, postcards, business cards, whatever you need. Ryan's artwork is there for you, for you. And then we want to shout out Melina's Factory, and we want to shout out Honor Thy Sweets, Nevaeh's Cake Creations, Abyssinia, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Sister Lois Glenn Carter. Shout out to the Stevenson family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Watson family, the Bowers family, the Scott family, the Allen family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family. To you, you, and to you, if I didn't call your name, certainly charge it to my head and not my heart, because everybody is somebody, and certainly we are all God's children, and certainly God has put us here to work together because we can do it better together. And certainly God is not the author of confusion, and so when we find ourselves separated, certainly we know that God is not a part of that. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And certainly there is unity, and certainly you are free to worship and praise God. We thank God for those that are listening. We have people that are listening around the country, around the globe, certainly around the world, however you want to state it. We're just going to shout out a few places: Brazil, Spain, Germany, Nigeria, South Africa, Angola, Democratic Cameroon, Congo, Kenya, France, Italy, South Korea, Australia, Myanmar. We thank God for everyone that is listening. Those are in Canada, those are the Jamaica, West Indies, those that are listening here in the continental United States. That would be New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Georgia, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan, just to name a few. We thank God for you, you, and for you. There may be some people that would like to reach out to Global Gospel. Well, you can reach Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Those are the ways that you can reach out to Global Gospel. Certainly, we are expecting to hear from you. For those of you that perhaps have tuned in for the first time, we want you to know what our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is. And our theme scripture at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And so we want you to know that the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto the salvation, to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, the yellow. No matter what color you are, if you're purple, orange, or green, the gospel is here for you today. It is here to save you, deliver you, and to set you free. It is comprehensive. It speaks to your spiritual need, your natural need, your financial need, your mental need. Whatever you need God to do, God can do it. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to accept him and confess him and certainly make him Lord and King and ruler in your life, because there is only one God. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God in us all, above us all, and through us all. And certainly Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he does not change. People change, families change on you, friends change on you, neighbors change on you, but God does not change. He is the immutable God. And so we thank God for God being God. He's God all by himself, and his word is right all by itself. His word cannot and will not fail, for the promises of God are yea and amen. And so we're here today because he lives. We live today. And certainly we know that we can have life, and so we can have it more abundantly. And certainly we do have a few words of encouragement to share with you on today. We have some music to share with you on today. And certainly we pray that you are blessed on today. Here it is, Crystal Rucker, You Deserve. How many of you know that God is a deserving God? Stay tuned and be blessed.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise, adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He deserves my praise. Adoration and worship belong to God. And certainly we give a good, great God, great praise on today. Thank you for joining Global Gospel on today. Well, for those of you that have read the headline, and certainly if you are ahead, if you like to read ahead, then you will know that on this Saturday afternoon, you can find us in the Old Testament. The book would be 2 Samuel, and we will be commence a reading at chapter 12. So 2 Samuel chapter 12, beginning at the first verse. You will find us, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was to come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would more ever have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will rise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the son. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord has put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemy of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. Too close to the mirror. To see, stay tuned.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, set trust in me. If you hold on and faint not, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am, you see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror.
Our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word, for your words are truth, they are spirit, and they are life. We pray that someone is encouraged, touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Our topic for today is mirror images. And certainly I would ask a question, do you see what I see? I would study this and as I God would have things to happen, yesterday while I was at work, I met a coworker in the parking lot, and she began to explain to me that she had a mirror in her office, and the mirror fell off the wall and broke, and certainly there was no one around, no one to disturb the music, but it was just an occurrence that happened. And certainly it brought up the issue of that this could cause some bad luck, because we do know, and many of us have heard the fact that if you break a mirror, you would have 7 years of bad luck. And then we were told that in order to reverse that 7 years of bad luck, you had to do certain things such as maybe throw salt over your shoulder or turn around seven times to prevent the evil from coming your way. And then as we would study mirrors, we would find that in those that are of the Jewish faith, when you sit Shiva, when someone passes away what they do for the 7 days of Shiva is they cover the mirrors in the house so that the focus is never on any individual, but your focus is on the deceased. And you see, mirrors can bring attraction or they can bring distraction. And I'm told that in the olden days when somebody died, and I watched, you can see it in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes with Jessica Tandy, when someone died or in the South, people would cover the mirrors, and particularly if someone had died in the house, they would cover the mirrors so that the person's spirit would not get trapped in the house. And they would also do things that if the person died, they would stop the clock at the time that the person was deceased or the person passed away in order to confuse spirits and to keep them from showing back up in the mirror at another time. And certainly these things are traditions, they're superstitions and old wives' tales. But when you know better, you do better. And when you come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, when you come into deliverance, when you come into holiness, these things no longer reign in your life. This trickery and this foolery and this buffoonery, you don't follow or practice those things anymore. And certainly we are a crucial, critical season in our life where many of the things that Christians did away with, they are now reintroducing them into this generation. But we have to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. I remember the question was asked to the church at Galatia, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you?" And see, we have to leave sorcery alone. You have to leave astrology alone. You have to leave horoscopes alone. You have to leave witchcraft alone and warlocks and divination. But we have to leave all to follow Jesus, for his promises are yea and amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And certainly if you read the Bible in another place, it says we are seated in heavenly places because of Christ Jesus. So God is the blesser. God, anything spiritual and good, every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from God. And so we don't have to use any of the devices of Satan for blessings and curses, because God is the blesser. He said, "I bless you in the city. I bless you in the field. I bless you coming in. I'll bless you going out. I bless your children." That is the blessings of God that you can find in Deuteronomy. But also God gives out curses if you do not follow his word. But as I talk about mirrors, there's so much I can be said about mirrors. And I know growing up children, we had this thing among us. We all familiar with the movie Candyman. And they told us if you went in the bathroom with the mirror, if you said Candyman 5 times, then a spirit would show up in the bathroom. And then they said if you would go to the mirror and say Bloody Mary 5 times, the spirit would show up. And certainly we know that these things are not true, but it's not to be to play with, because if you believe something, it will work for you. And then we're familiar with Hollywood has a way of depicting things. And so Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and certainly we know that the Wicked Witch, she talked to the mirror, and she called on the mirror. She summons the mirror, the spirit of the mirror, to speak to her and tell her who was the fairest in the land. And certainly when she found out, the mirror told her something that she didn't want to know, but she found out that Snow White was the most beautiful and fairest in the land and not her. And so perhaps there are some things that the mirror shows you that you do not want to see. And then I remember Michael Jackson said, "I'm starting with the man in the mirror and I'm asking him to change his ways." And so perhaps you know the common ways that we've used mirrors, or the superstitious ways that we use mirrors. but perhaps you want to know the science of mirrors, about reflections and reverse images and angles and light and refractions and all those scientific terms. But we could talk about that all day too. And we could talk about how water shows a reflection or shows us images. In times past, they were called looking glasses. And the mirrors have been around for a long time because a mirror is a reflective surface, and it's typically made of glass coated with a metal amalgam that reflects a clear image. And we could go on and talk about transmission and light, but I just want to bring up one more point about mirrors. And we find mirrors in our automobiles, our cars, our vehicles. And in particular, there is a rear view mirror that sits in the middle of your windshield. And certainly there is a side view mirror on the left-hand side of the car and on the right-hand side of the car. And sometimes though on big trucks and big vehicles, those mirrors, those side view mirrors, have another mirror inside of them to show even further distances. But we could talk about all the types of mirror. But one thing that the mirrors in your car say, that objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. And these are positioned so that you can look straight ahead while checking your rear view, while seeing what is behind you, while seeing what is beside you in your peripheral vision, or what is equally close to you. And we know that sometimes because of other vehicles can be in what is called a blind spot. And for purposes of blind spots, those images do not show up in your mirror. And so this is the reason why you have to physically turn your head to look over your shoulder and to your side to see what is coming. And certainly we know in Hollywood and in vampire movies that vampires, their image does not show up in the mirror. But if we were to look at the car, and we were to liken the car mirrors to a prophecy, or to word of wisdom, or to word of knowledge, or to foretelling, or forthtelling, or foreshadowing. And it's so the case in our text for today. As we talk about mirror images, we are introduced to a prophet by the name of Nathan. And what do we know about Nathan? Nathan was a court prophet in the manner that he was there for the king and his king in the king's court. He was a part of the kingdom. And he was one who the king relied on for his moves and for his judgment. And he relied on him for times of peace and for times of war. And a true prophet, now I know there's a lot of prophets out there, a lot of people that claim to be on prophet so-and-so, and I can do this and I can do that. And so we know that prophecy is real, but as whenever there's something real, the devil always has something counterfeit. And so it's not something to be taken lightly, but it is a special gift. It is a part of the fivefold ministry. And if we talk about the fivefold ministry, the prophet would be the index finger, and the prophet is the finger that points and reaches out. And so it is important that we recognize the gift and the office and the call, and we respect it. But Nathan was a court prophet, and he was there as a part of the court, King David. And we need to know that a true prophet will tell you things that you want to hear and things that you do not want to hear, as is the case in mirrors. It is no different because you see in the mirror all of you, the good of you, the bad of you, and the ugly of you. And sometimes you look like what you see, you like what you see, and sometimes you don't like what you see. So Nathan confronts David with a storyline or a parable if you will, that gives a mirror image of what he has done. And David was upset and appalled at the story that Prophet Nathan gave him. But to understand how the prophet came to the point of confronting the king, we must first look at the king. We must first look at David's life. And David was one who had a colorful life, and he was a shepherd boy, and he had been overlooked, and perhaps he had been used and abused, but he was also one of God's anointed. And we know that David was a giant slayer, and we know that David was sometimes, Saul was on his track. He was jealous of him because he had been replaced. But no matter who you are today, you can be a victim one moment, and then the next minute you can be a victimizer. And you can be a victimizer one minute, and the next minute you be a victim. And certainly, David now, he once in life was a victim of circumstance, but now he becomes his own worst enemy. He becomes a victim of his folly. And certainly, Nathan tells him the story about the little ewe lamb and how someone took advantage of a situation. But what happened with David was, David, this was a reflection of what David had done to Uriah and Bathsheba. And because David was in a position to use military tactics and use his kingship and to usurp his authority, he did what he wanted. And so the Bible tells us that David went out and, long story short, he viewed Bathsheba while she was bathing. And certainly he called for Bathsheba to come to his house. And certainly we know that the rest is history. Of course, she could not refuse the king. And certainly we know that her husband Uriah was away on the battlefield. But certainly David had no concern for the family structure. He had no concern for Uriah and Bathsheba's union. He had no concern for their marriage or their family. And certainly he disrespected everybody, and he sinned against God. And certainly it was easy for him to find the sin in the story, but it was not easy for him to find the sin in his own life until he was confronted. And certainly he cast judgment on the individuals in the story that Nathan told him and said, that man should die. But how things change when you are that man. And so it's very important in life that we don't pick subjects to beat up on, but certainly just preach the gospel. And if they adhere to the gospel and certainly the word of God, and certainly if you eat the word and digest the word, certainly then it is up to you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and teach you and bring all things to your remembrance. And certainly you don't have to walk anybody. Everybody knows what's sin. Everybody knows what's right and wrong, so to speak, more or less. There are times we do have to teach people, because how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent? But certainly there are times we have to teach people. But David knew that he was wrong. And certainly when Nathan brought, he would have went along like nothing happened, because what he did is, after he found out that Bathsheba was with child, he decided to trick Uriah into thinking that this was going to be his child. So he calls for Uriah to come from the battlefront. Only one problem with this: Uriah would not go home to his wife. So David's plan is now messed up. So David has to fix the situation another way. And so David resorts to murder. And how does he do it in order to keep his hands clean and to make it seem like a natural thing? He has Uriah move to the front of the military line. Therefore, the rest, you know, is history, being killed. And now Bathsheba is left alone. And so now David is free to take Bathsheba for his wife. And so David messed up. Nathan comes and shows him who he is. God shows him who he is, how God lets him know, listen, I gave you everything, and everything wasn't good enough. And that's how some people are. They have everything. Everything isn't good enough. They still want more. They're greedy. And we know that all that is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. For there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And certainly David did not die, but as a result of this situation, the child died. And certainly David was in great grief. And certainly sometimes we feel like we can get away with murder. There's a show on TV, How to Get Away with Murder. I could not follow the storyline. It was too much for my mind, so I left it alone. But certainly some people think they can get away with murder. And we found over the years that there is no perfect crime. Now they have DNA testing. They have cameras everywhere. They have cell phone towers. So listen, people will find out what happened, investigators eventually. There are some cases where some cases go unresolved. But this was not an unresolved case. The prophet came directly to David and let David know, listen, this is what's up. And so David, a man after God's own heart, wants to get it right with God. And so as a result, David now pins Psalm 91. And he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest the truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and behold me with thy spirit, free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my soul shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. This is what David said to God after the prophet showed him an image of who he was. And certainly every now and then, as I talked about the past few weeks, we need to take an inward look, we need to take an outer look, and we need to take an upper look. And if there's something in the mirror, as Michael Jackson suggested, that you just don't like, then certainly we need to ask God to situation for us, because we just can't go along to get along. You can't continue to try to cover up because there is going to be a day that you're going to have to confront your situation. And certainly we want to be like David, ask God not to take his Holy Spirit away from us. Mirror images. Look at me. I have been set free. Stay tuned. Christ has set me free. And certainly we know David was set free because he got himself together with God. Certainly he looked at what had happened behind him and looked at his current situation, and certainly he was able to move forward. It's just like driving a car. Check your sides, check in front of you, and check behind you. And certainly if you live life that way, certainly you will have a safe passage to your destination. And certainly you might meet a few roadblocks, and you might there might be some twists and turns and some ups and some downs. But every now and then I need you to check the mirror and see what is going on in your life. And certainly you can check out yourself with God, and certainly God will show you all that you need to see, and certainly he will work it out for you. Well, we thank you for sharing this hour with us. The hour does go quickly, so we thank you for joining Global Gospel today and each and every week. And we ask you to in and certainly listen with us, and certainly pray with us and praise with us and read with us and study with us, certainly because times are critical, and things, the more they change, the more they stay the same, the more they get better, the more they get worse. Certain, and times are uncertain. And so we need to stay focused, keep our focus on Christ. And certainly you can listen to this entire episode at the conclusion, at the 2 p.m. hour. And so we thank God for all the selections today. I think we started out Chicago Mass, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. We listened to Crystal Rucker, You Deserved. We listened to Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. That was Trymaine Hawkins, Look at Me. And certainly we are going to conclude, close of the hour, and we thank and praise God for all that has tuned in today. And certainly we are going to take you to church for the remainder of the episode. We pray God's blessings on your life, and we pray God's covering, that he covers you with his blood, that he gives us traveling mercy, certainly that he stays the hand of the enemy, that he uplifts every bowed down head, that he comforts the sick and the bereaved, that he heals the sick, and certainly that he gives sight to the blind and he gives strength to the lame. That is our prayer for you on today. God bless you. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Kenneth Chisholm and his church medley. God bless you.
There shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will truly find. Through the waterway.
just